When we read Dharma books or listen to Dharma teachings, we come across the word delusion many times, and we understand that we suffer from delusions, like a sickness, like an illness, and that these delusions are, one way or another, the cause of all of our problems. Normally, when we use the word delusion or delusional, we think of it as an aspect of a mental illness or mental disorder. And we think perhaps just a few people suffer from delusions. Most of us have good mental health and we're not delusional. Except perhaps some of the time when we're under the influence of strong ideas or strong emotions. But Buddha said, we all suffer from the illness of delusions. We all have delusions in our mind. And so therefore, to some extent or other, we are all delusional. What is delusion? So in his book, How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, a delusion is a mental factor that arises from inappropriate attention and that functions to make the mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. So it's a mental factor. It's part of our mind. And it functions to disturb our mental peace. Any delusion will disturb our mental peace. Venerable Geshe says, he says, if we did not have delusions, we would experience only peace and contentment. When our delusions are not functioning strongly, our mind is relatively tranquil and contented. But as soon as anger, jealousy, or desirous attachment arise, they destroy our peace of mind, like a sudden storm destroying the tranquility of an ocean. Even if we are in good physical health, when delusions manifest, our mind becomes ill at ease. So we're aware of, for example, when we have strong delusions such as strong anger or strong desirous attachment, uncontrolled desire or jealousy or pride, how it disturbs our peace of mind, how it's impossible to experience inner peace when these delusions are functioning. They are the opposite. Either our mind is under the influence of delusions or it's peaceful. It cannot be both. So when Venerable Geshe says that delusions arise from inappropriate attention, what does that mean? Inappropriate attention is the same as mistaken attention. The object of inappropriate attention does not exist. Venerable Geshe says, generally, inappropriate attention is a mind that dwells on a contaminated object and exaggerates its apparent qualities. And in his book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe says, delusions are distorted ways of looking at ourselves, other people, and the world around us. Like a distorted mirror, they reflect a distorted world. The deluded mind of hatred, for example, views other people as intrinsically bad. But there is no such thing as an intrinsically bad person. Uncontrolled desire, also known as desirous attachment, on the other hand, sees its object of desire as intrinsically good and as a true source of happiness. And Venerable Geshe says, all delusions function like this, projecting onto the world their own distorted version of reality and then relating to this projection as if it were true. So from this we can understand a little bit about inappropriate attention. When we focus on an object of desire, we exaggerate its good qualities and develop strong grasping towards it. When we focus on an unpleasant object, we exaggerate its negative qualities and develop aversion towards it. So that's why Venerable Geshe says, generally, inappropriate attention is a mind that dwells on a contaminated object and exaggerates its apparent qualities. Through this exaggeration, we are creating an object that does not exist, and that's what we're focusing on, and that's what we develop attachment for, that's what we develop hatred for, and so forth. But then we can understand inappropriate attention At a deeper level, Venerable Geshe says, there are many levels of inappropriate attention, from very subtle to very gross. And he says, whenever ordinary beings see an object, they naturally apprehend it as being inherently existent. This grasping mind is itself an exaggeration and a subtle form of inappropriate attention. So when inappropriate attention is functioning in our mind, we're looking at something in such a way that we exaggerate its qualities, exaggerate its good qualities or its bad qualities. But even at a more subtle level, there's an exaggeration going on, an exaggeration which is seeing the object or the person as existing from its own side, out there, separate from the mind. There is nothing exists out there, separate from the mind. So Venerable Geshe says, as a result of grasping things as being inherently existent, we exaggerate their attractiveness or unattractiveness, and thus develop desirous attachment or anger. So one way or another, we have delusions present in our mind all the time. Venerable Geshe says in How to Transform Your Life, he says, since our mind is under the control of at least subtle forms of delusion all the time, it is not surprising that our lives are so often filled with frustration. It is as if we are continually chasing mirages, only to be disappointed when they do not give us the satisfaction for which we had hoped. So from this we can understand that for as long as we have delusions in our mind, not only do they destroy our inner peace, they cause us to perceive things in mistaken ways and act in mistaken, we can say, in foolish ways, trying to find happiness where there is no source of happiness. There is no source of happiness outside the mind, and yet we pursue chocolate or ice cream or beautiful scenery or beautiful music as if it were a source of happiness. This is truly deluded behavior. Or we see someone as intrinsically negative or harmful, and we speak badly against them, we try to avoid them, and so forth. But there is nobody who is outside of our mind intrinsically evil, intrinsically harmful. This is a projection of the deluded mind of anger or hatred. And again, when we are acting in that way, we're acting in a delusional way. So it's quite helpful to watch our mind and to see how frequently the delusions such as anger, uncontrolled desire, jealousy, and so forth function, and how sometimes when they're functioning strongly, how distorted our mind becomes, how unrealistic our mind becomes, how inappropriate our behavior becomes. So this is the first step. The first step in removing delusions from our mind is to recognize them. Then, by following Buddha's advice, as explained so clearly by Venerable Geshe, having recognized our delusions, we can then begin to reduce them and finally eradicate them altogether. When the mind is completely free from delusions, permanently free from delusions, only then will we experience permanent inner peace.